listener production.
Hello, Adam Hemmings with your extended news briefing. St John Ambulance is under pressure to improve its performance, but the state government won't be taking it over just yet. A parliamentary inquiry has delivered 40 recommendations, including the government taking control if there's no improvement after 5 years. Committee Chair Labor's Pierre Yang has told Parliament workplace culture is also a major issue.
The committee has recommended the Department of Health require St John Ambulance WA to comprehensively re-evaluate organisational and workplace structure and processes.
As of today, there are senior police and health department staff based at St John headquarters after two tragic deaths on Sunday and COVID-related staff shortages. Labor's election promises carry a price tag of nearly $19 billion, but it's found more than $11 billion in savings. It's unveiled its costings ahead of polling day on Saturday, with its commitments worth an extra $7.4 billion when compared to the coalition. Labor leader Anthony Albanese has defended the high amount.
It pales into insignificance compared with the extraordinary waste that we've seen from this government.
The Prime Minister has responded to Labor's costings. Scott Morrison says it's a major consideration for voters.
What we've always seen from the Labor Party is when they can't manage money, they come after yours in higher taxes.
We're being told to be proud of low unemployment numbers. The national jobless rate has fallen to 3.9%, and it's the first time it's been below 4% in the data's 44-year history. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says it shows our strength.
To see our unemployment rate today have a 3 in front of it is something that every Australian can be proud of, because every Australian has contributed to.
WA has the lowest jobless rate in the country. It's dropped from 3.4% to 2.9%. Our hospitals are now treating 300 COVID patients, which is 27 less than yesterday. 10 of them are in intensive care, while there's confirmation of 17,105 new infections across the state. 6 deaths have also been reported. A 3.5-metre bull shark has barged into a diver in the Swan River. It sparked a warning for others, with the encounter happening this morning about 150 metres offshore near the Royal Perth Yacht Club at Matilda Bay. In sport, AFLW players are set to receive a 94% pay rise following agreement on a new deal. While it's been confirmed, the new season will start in late August. The Fremantle coach says his team will need to be wary of Collingwood on Sunday at Optus Stadium. The Dockers are set to welcome back Sam Switkowski. Justin Longmuir says the Magpies have changed their playing style under new coach Craig McRae.
Yeah, they're a dangerous team. They really get a lot of speed off the contests. Really impressed with their ball movement. Yeah, they look to get their handball going and run and carry, which is really dangerous, and they're bringing really good pressure.
And West Coast will face another challenge against the Giants in Sydney this weekend. Eagles defender Liam Duggan says it's unusual territory to be at the bottom of the ladder, but they're doing everything they can to turn things around.
I reckon one of the bigger losing streaks that I've been on is probably 3 or 4 in my time at the footy club, so I've been really fortunate for that. But clubs go through these cycles at times, and at the moment we're in one and we've got to find a way out of it.
Listener.